crime rates in New South Wales are at 40-year lows, but stealing from supermarkets is a different story. The latest figures from the Bureau of Crime Stats says 16 out of 17 major crime categories have fallen or stayed the same. But despite this good news, thefts from retail stores have gone up by more than 6%. 60% of retail thefts are occurring in supermarkets, 24% in department stores. So why has there been an increase in stealing from shops when all other crime categories are either stable or going down? Russell Zimmerman is the Executive Director of the Australian Retailers Association. Russell, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ben. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Why is it so, Russell?
Look, Ben, I think there's a number of reasons for it, but obviously self-scanning we know has caused an increase in the amount of theft that's happened, particularly in supermarkets and DDS department stores, etc. And we've seen that quite clearly because I think it was Coles put a limit of no more than 12 items through their self-scanning. However, having said that, I think the other thing you need to look at very closely is the type of products that are being stolen. Mm. And that then tells me that a lot of the reason for the theft is the tough economic conditions that we've got. And so,
is there a perception amongst some in the community that this is a soft crime? Look, it's okay. It's a major supermarket. They're expecting me to do my scanning myself, I can just slip this into the bag and no one will really be harmed.
Unfortunately, Ben, I'm going to have to agree with that statement. We know from doing some radio interviews some time ago that people would actually ring up and say, well, I think I've got a right to do it because they're not supplying the staff to scan the products. But the thing that you've got to really look at is the kind of products that are being sold. So personal items such as cosmetics, toiletries, razors and food. And it says that including beverages and confectionery, and often we find that baby food is another product that gets stolen quite a lot. And we know those things happen when the economic times get really tough. And I suspect what we're seeing is a little bit of a problem with the economic, as well as I said, the opportunity for people to take the product through the self-scanning operations.
As you've already indicated, some of the major supermarkets taking action to tighten up those restrictions around the self-serve checkouts.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I think you'll find that more, as time goes on, there will be more controls put in place to stop this from happening. We know that some of the supermarkets are employing security guards just to watch it now, and they will pull people up. I think there is a lesson, though, to all your listeners. And look, I'm sure that all the 2GB listeners are very honest, Ben. And I think
of course, Russell.
We're speaking to the converted right here. But having said that, what I would say to people is, if you know of someone who's doing it, just turn around and tell them that they're eventually going to get caught. And when they get caught, there will be penalties. And that's what the retailers are starting to look at now, trying to enforce the penalties for retail theft.
Well, look, I know that you're being very kind in suggesting that none of my listeners would ever engage in anything that's naughty, but I've got a few bad eggs in there, I'm telling you.
Oh, look, they'd be very few and far between. Absolutely.
Good on you, Russell.
Okay.
Thank you. Russell Zimmerman, Executive Director of the Australian Retailers Association. So there you go. 17 crime categories. 16 have stayed stable or gone down, one has gone up, and that's stealing from department stores and supermarkets, mainly from supermarkets. 60% from supermarkets, 24% from department stores.